Here we go. Y'all ready to go? I know y'all didn't think we were going to preach today. We are. Here we go. We're in a family series called Equilibrium, Finding the Balance in Family. Taking a break today from that. I'll be back on it next Sunday morning. But today we're going to talk about this subject right here, Jubilee. Can you say that with me? Jubilee. One more time. Jubilee. Where'd it come from? How many have ever heard that word before, Jubilee? I mean, not necessarily in church, but you've heard it. Some celebration, some country thing, or they throw in a big old what? Jubilee. You know, so where did it come from? Why did I put it up there? Did I put it up there because I'm from Rockingham? Be honest with you, I never heard of a Jubilee in Rockingham. Not that I can ever remember. But why the word Jubilee? And why those three words underneath? Say them with me. I am free. One more time. I am free. Jubilee has to do with freedom. I want to talk about it. We're having a Jubilee today, a Jubilee celebration. And we're going to go to the property. We're going to kick back and have some chicken and ribs and just enjoy each other. What's that all about today? In this country, when we celebrate Memorial Day weekend, there are Jubilees going on all across America today celebrating America's freedom. It's incredible. Let's talk about it a little bit. Where did it come from? Jubilee. Well, you know what I do. I pull out that old handy-dandy dictionary. It's in my right-hand drawer, second one down on the right. Amen. I've had this sucker for years. If I don't have time, I've got a little tiny one about like this. But anyway, normally I go to this guy about like that. So Jubilee, Webster's Dictionary calls it, if you look it up, a major anniversary. Okay, it's also, so it ain't a minor anniversary, is that right? It's a milestone, it's a big deal. Also, it's a time of what? I want you to learn something today. Nobody will ever say to you again, what's Jubilee, and you'll look crazy. Mm-mm, you're going to know. Here we go. So it's a time of rejoicing. It's a major anniversary. So it's one of those things. It doesn't just happen anytime. It's not a normal celebration. It's a major anniversary. The word Jubilee, if you try to find it in your old Bible, the King James, I tend to use the old King James Bible. There are different ones that you can use, but you won't find Jubilee if you go to your computer and try to find this word. You'll look. Jubilee. It's not there. Well, here's the reason why. It comes from this word right here. Jubal. Okay? It comes from... Now, you'll find that word in your Bible. J-U-B-I-L-E. Jubal. Say that with me. Jubal. Jubal. So it sounds like some southerner got a hold of the word. Amen? We're going to have us a jubal. No, we ain't. We're going to have us a jubilee. You understand? Say. So somewhere along the way, jubal became a what? It became a jubilee. So the English word is jubal, which comes from the Hebrew word yobel. Yobel, jubal, they sort of sound alike, but jubilee, that didn't sound anything like them. That's where the word comes from. What does that Hebrew word mean? Yobel. Get ready with your horns. It means a blast of a what? Come on, one, two, three, go! See there? Okay, that's good. Now, I'm going to let the preacher preach. I couldn't afford all these ram horns for you, but I could afford about 13 cents. Amen, there are 12 in a bag. There you go. But anyway, so that's what Jubilee means. It means a blast of a what? Do it again. Come on, one, two, three. There you go. So now you know. Now you know where that came from. When you go to a birthday party and they give out party favors and you blow them, where did it come from? From the Bible. When you go to a party, a celebration, people are blowing things and making noise and shaking things. Where did that come from? Somebody take a wild guess. The Bible. I'm going to show it to you today. Because we're having us a Jubilee. So Jubilee is what? Well, it's a major anniversary. It's a time of rejoicing. Get ready to blow again. It's a time to do what? Blow the... How many, this is your first time you ever went to church and blew like a party favor? Can I see your hand? See? You never know when you come to fellowship, we're going to act a little crazy. We're going to do something crazy. Amen? That's what Jubilee's all about. So it's about blowing that what? I said it again. You got to do it again. this is fun. Come on. Here we go. Are you okay? Here we go. Let's go with the message. We're rolling. So Jubilee is called a it's also called in the Scripture a celebration of what? Liberty, right in the Bible. It's also a celebration of what? Freedom. Now listen, this is the biggie. Jubilee or jubil or yobel occurs every, guess how many years? 50. Guess who's 50? Wait, hold on. Thank you. So needless to say, Jubilee, major celebration happens every how many? So now you know where I came up with it. Amen? And why we're doing this today. Jubilee. Happens every 50 years. What do you mean? Somebody celebrates their birthday every 50 years, Pastor? That's what it's about. No, that's not what it's about at all. And believe it or not, you're going to learn today, not just information, but hopefully when I get done, you will have been helped, like I've been helped. Let's look at it. Here we go with the message now. Leviticus 25, very serious jubilee, very important. Just like we celebrate Memorial Day weekend. And people have given their lives. That's very important. Amen? It is. Doesn't mean you can't kick back and celebrate. Matter of fact, it was Ben Franklin talking about the 4th of July. He said, I believe one day people will, on the 4th of July, have parties and there'll be fireworks firing in the air and it should be done. What was happening with this country way back when. Well, that's what Memorial Day has turned into. Even though it's the giving of someone's life for our country. But you know what? It's a time to celebrate. It's a time to have a good time. It's a time to have a party. It's a time to celebrate. Why? Because you're free. Amen? It's incredible. So Jubilee is very important. Let's go to it now. I'm not going to be long, believe it or not, because we're eating. Here we go. Leviticus 25. Are y'all with me? Okay. Let's learn. Here we go. And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto you. 7 times 7 years. 7 times 7 years. And the space of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you, say it with me, 49 years. So very specifically, in the Bible, every 7 years is considered a year of Sabbath. Okay? So do 7 of those. So 7 times 7 equals what? 49. Keep looking. And thou shalt call the trumpet. Oh, here it is. And thou shalt cause the trumpet of the jubil to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, and the day of atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. There you go. I'm never going to make it. And you shall hollow the 15th, I'm sorry, and you shall hollow the 50th, say 50th, 50th year. You shall hollow, you shall make that holy. The 50th year, and you shall proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a what? A jubil or a jubilee unto you. You shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undress. For it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession. Keep reading. We're going to talk about it in just a bit. And in all the land of your possession, you shall grant a redemption for the land. If your brother be waxen poor, and he sold away some of his possession. If any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. If the man have none to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it, then let him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus unto the man to whom he sold it, that he may return unto his possession. But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that bought it until the year of Jubilee. And in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return unto his what? Possession. Hang in here with me now. Not going to do this forever, but this is important. And if your brother that dwells by thee be waxen poor, and be sold unto you, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bondservant, but as a hired servant, and as a sojourner. He shall be with you, and shall serve you unto the year of Jubilee. And then shall he depart from you, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto the possessions of his fathers shall he return. Now, wasn't that heavy? Oh, Pastor, you killed me. We're blowing the horn and all this. Let's learn. Here we go. Jubilee, I am free. Jubilee, I am free. Three things would happen in a jubilee. Jubilee occurs how many years? Every what? 50th. Got it? Okay. Jubilee is a major what? Anniversary. It's a time of what? It literally means a blast of the horn! Alright. Here we go. Shh. They're going to work. Don't worry about it. They're going to the party. Shh. Right here. Three things would happen in a jubilee. Number one, rest. Say the word rest with me. Rest. Rest for the land and rest for the laborers. That 50th year, there would be rest. There would be no sowing, no reaping, and no gathering. The land and the laborer would rest. They would live off the increase that the Lord had provided to them. So that's number one. So in the year of Jubilee, there would be what? Rest. There would be rest for the land and rest for the who? The laborer. That's number one. You think that'd be pretty fun, say? Say that'd be pretty fun, say? Oh, 50 years rolls around and you're going to get to do what? For a year. You like that or what? Oh, man. Number two, the second thing we read about already, but we're trying to make it plain English because that's a little hard to understand. Number two, say that second R with me. Return. Return of real property. There would be a return of real property. Property sold. Now listen, not to make profit, not to do deals. It's none of that kind of thing. It's property sold. A family piece of land. A house. Family property. Property sold due to what? You had to sell it because you couldn't afford it. Property sold due to poverty would revert or return to the original owner or heir, say that last part with me, without what? Payment. You think people would be happy? You think they'd be blowing the horn? Come on. You won't believe it. Come on. Woo! See? It's a cause for a major celebration, isn't it? Say. It's incredible. The third thing would be this. So rest, return of real property, and then this one. Say that R with me. Redemption, one more time. Redemption of man. And don't get bored with me here. Come on. Every man, listen, every man who had sold himself into bondage or into slavery to settle his what? Debts would be what? Freed along with his kids. You think that'd be a cause of celebration? You're free. Come on, we got to blow on that one. Come on, the trumpets would sound and all throughout the land. And people are free. People are free. Listen, come on. Jubilee. Come on, hang on, hang on, hang on. Here we go. Now I'm getting ugly looks from you. I blow it if I want to. You put a horn in somebody's hand, they feel like they run the world. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Can't you hear the trumpet sounding? Can't you hear it? Can't you hear it? It's a year of Jubilee. You're going to rest. You get your land back. You're free, man. Can't you hear the trumpet sounding everywhere, all throughout the land, everywhere you go? It's the 50th year. It's the year of what? Jubilee. You got it? How many are wore out? I'm sorry. Here we go. Now we're going to be quiet for a little bit. There would be celebrations that would go on throughout the whole land. It would be an incredible time. Now let's keep moving, Raj. What are we going to find? Jubilee. It's a time of freedom. It's a time of grace. It's a time of refreshing. 50 ain't sounding that bad to me right now. It's a time of what? Renewal. It's a time of rejoicing. Wow. Huh. Oh, you just sent me them over the hill cards. Now how are you feeling? Here we go. Now of the three things that we talked about, rest for the laborer in the land, return of real property because it had been sold due to poverty, and redemption of man who had to pay his debts and he ended up selling himself and his children. The one that gets me the most is number three. Number three. Isn't that crazy? Number three. Can you imagine? You know what? I can work. That's no problem. Don't have to have that year off. And you know what? If something, I had to sell it to just get by, I don't really have to have it back. But I'll tell you what, to be free, that's something else. And my kids to be free, wow. There's nothing like that, is there? It's incredible. The redemption of man. The one who had sold himself. And whether you like it or not, it happened. Whether you agree with it or not, see, this still happens in a lot of countries and cultures in our world today. You just happen to be so blessed. It's so unheard of that someone would sell himself for a debt, but not in most of the world. You're that blessed. Isn't that crazy? Say, that's incredible. The one who had sold himself would be free. There would be a perfect remission of all his debts. You mean I'm free? Yeah, you're free. And my kids? You mean we don't owe you? I mean, is it like we get a week off or we have to come back next Friday? Or, you know, I mean, are we? Can we go? Yeah. You're free. That's incredible, isn't it? Jubilee. It's a good word. His kids would be free. Incredible, man. Now listen to me. We're not going to be much longer. We often sell ourselves short. We often sell ourselves short. What do I mean? Here's what I mean. Listen to me. You're going to find out what Jubilee really means to me in a minute. A word came to me. I just like thinking about my life and my last year and a half of my journey and some of the struggle. And a word came to me. I'm going to share it with you in just a minute. But so often we sell ourselves short. You know what? We don't think we're worth anything. But God had a special celebration that even when other people didn't remember a slave, God remembered him. You matter to God. But we sell ourselves short. Let me give you an example or two. We sell ourselves short with stuff. We think we're so worthless that we need to go buy something so that we can impress people and they will look at us and think we're worth something. You're worth something!
without that. Are you hearing me or not? How stupid. But we do it. No. Sure we do. How about this? Status. We sell ourselves so short for some kind of status. Drive a certain thing, live a certain place, do a whatever. That's how little we think of ourselves. That I need this thing that some guy has, the latest, greatest, and I got to go and I got this status now. Or a club, or I got to belong here. We're always wanting to belong, aren't we? It's because we sell ourselves short. Success. Hey, I like to be successful, but if I'm not, I'm still somebody. You understand, yes or no? Man, I got to get my name on that window. I've got to succeed in my business. We think so little of ourselves that somehow I have to have that or I am nothing. Well, what about a guy that don't ever get to do that? Is he nothing and you're better than him? Is that what you're trying to tell me here or what? Say, the guy doesn't have a car. The guy doesn't have the clothes. The guy doesn't... It must be more to life than that. You understand? We sell ourselves short. And here's the last one. They're all S's. Somebody. We think we need somebody. I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't need anybody to make you special. Did you hear me or not? We're looking for that relationship. Oh, if I can just find that person, then I can be somebody. Listen, it's nice to have a relationship. That's fantastic to be able to share with somebody. But that doesn't make you somebody. Do you hear me or not? What happens then to the widow who loses her husband? Does she become a nobody? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yes or no? Absolutely not. The single person isn't a somebody? Say, it's crazy. And we look for love. Oh, and I'm going to be happy now, and I can be happy now. It's because you don't have a good mentality. You've sold yourself short. If it takes somebody to make you happy, when that somebody leaves, you ain't going to be what? If it takes somebody to make you a person of value and worth, when something happens to that person, I guess all of a sudden after that, you don't have any what? Value or what? Worth. You see how foolish we are? Yes or no? And I believe God put things like this in the Bible, Jubilee. The God of heaven cared about that man who was a slave, who had nothing, and his young'uns, and caused the horns to blow. Oh, there they go, come on! Freedom's a pretty amazing thing, isn't it? Say, freedom, 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 freedom. You don't need stuff, you don't need status, you don't need success, and you don't need somebody to make you free. If you have the Son, you're free, what? Indeed. And you shall know the what? Truth, and the truth shall make you what? Free. I didn't find out somebody and status and stuff, and I didn't see all that in that verse, did you? See, you matter. Keep looking. We matter to God. Now we're almost done. Hang in here. I know I've said that for 20 minutes. That keeps you sitting. You know what I learned? This is not a fancy message. Not very difficult. I learned through studying Jubilee that God cares about the individual. That's what I learned. God cares about the individual. The one who's in bondage. The one who's suffering. The one who has nothing. That's what I learned. I learned that in my office this week. And I guess I'd known it before. But I learned it in a new way. Can you imagine? Now you understand better when we blow a little party favor at a party or we celebrate somebody's birthday by making some noise. We're trying to tell that person they what? They matter. Guess who told us that? God. Jubilee. It's a good time. Now, Jubilee means to me, what's the word that came to me? Jubilee means to me, Gary Clark, 50 years old. Here's what Jubilee means to me. A celebration of identity. That's what Jubilee means to me. It's a celebration of identity. A celebration of identity. Through my pain this past year, I grew up in Rockingham, North Carolina. My mother was a drunk. She was a waitress at Revel's Barbecue Lodge. Every night she'd get in her car and drive to the top of the hill, beep the horn a couple of times, and Jean would come out with a six-pack and she'd drink. A couple hours later, that old Ford LTD would do the same thing again. And she'd come back drunk. That's how I grew up. My mom and dad divorced when I was 11. My mom started living with a man who was a violent, mean man. My brother Terry would come down on the weekends and rescue me and take me away from there. That was me. I was 16 years old. My mother had been watching Billy Graham on television. And I came in from partying with some friends. I played on the sports teams, but I was, you know, hanging with that crowd. I came in that night after partying and my mama was drunk in a recliner and said, "We're going to church in the morning." I cussed her out. The next morning I got up. We didn't have a car. I walked to church with my mother. 3 weeks later, I heard that Jesus Christ loved me and that I mattered. And I didn't know I mattered. My mother's life changed. My life changed. I started reaching out to boys and girls and picking them up, bringing them to school, to church, and teaching. And then God touched my heart and I wanted to serve Him and go off into college, to a college where you learned how to be a preacher or be somebody that could serve and do and help. That's what I did. There I met a girl, beautiful young girl, and we married. And I moved to Florida after some pain that most people don't realize, but it doesn't matter. And I started working in Inglewood, Florida, working for this person I'd married, her dad. And we had children. And life was not easy. And I'm going to fast forward. My identity was always wrapped up in that. Do you hear me? My identity was always wrapped up in that. And about a year and a half ago, I was stripped. And over that last year and a half, I've learned I have identity. You know. Okay, so anyway. Listen. Amen. Listen. Stuff, you can lose it. Success, it's fleeting. Status, yeah. Even somebody. And then what happens then? That's why a lot of people kill themselves. So a lot of people go to drinking and go crazy and do crazy things. Is that right? Yes or no? Well, God has something in the Bible called Jubilee. Happens every 50 years. And He says, "I care for the individual." You hear me? That's what I learned about Jubilee. Identity. And you know what? I'm fine. Have y'all noticed or not? That's great. Yeah. Cool. You know, yeah. And you can be fine. What if I lose my business? Some of you did lose your business. Some of you did lose your home. Some of you have lost your family. That's life. It's reality. That's why you need God. That's why He gave His Son for you. Do you understand? It's not tied to that. He loves you, period. You're somebody to Him. That's what Jubilee means to me. Okay? I wrote this. I think I wrote it. I did write it. I wanted to make sure it was the right screen. identity. I matter to God. D, do you know how much? E, enough for God to sacrifice His only Son for me. N, never ever to leave me nor forsake me. T, to give me abundant life. I matter to God. That's what identity means to me. Truth is truth. You can say what you want to, but I know what the truth is. Why? Yes. I do matter to God. That's what identity means to me. You understand? And listen, listen. I'm all about relationship. I'm not dissing that and having somebody in your life. But if you ever get to the place where you can have your own identity and you can know God loves you and God cares for you and you're a somebody, you'll sure be a whole lot better off than sucking the life out of somebody that you're going to get hooked up with. You hear me say? To be a whole person, a real person, somebody that matters. And then you enter into a relationship. You listening, yes or no? Amen. I'm still learning, guys. Me! See, that's a bad word. We can't even say me. Yes, you can. Me! I matter. And you know you can say that. How about this? Me! I am what? Free! You can say that. Why don't you say that and quit telling us the same old whiny story? Say, can you imagine the slave man that was free? He was free. Yet every time you met him, he was whining. He was whining. He was whining. Instead of getting out there and making it, he was whining for those shackles. He was whining for the leeks and the onions like the Israelites did. Remember, yes or no? See, God's not for that. Me. I'm free. I'm done with this passage. In my healing, in my heart, if I had to say there was one passage that helped me more than any other in the Bible, it was Psalm 23. I used to preach it at funerals all the time until I realized it's the shepherd's psalm. The shepherd, the one who takes care of the sheep. A pastor's called a shepherd. And I found myself hurting so bad, the shepherd needed a shepherd. And so, you can get the message. If it's out there today, we'll give that one to you free too. 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God wants me to know I have identity, that I matter. Look what He put in His Bible. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores whose soul? Freddy's? Mine! He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, the who? Sue? I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for Thou art with somebody else. Me! Thy rod and staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest whose head out of the whole crowd? My head. My cup runs over. You know, surely goodness and mercy going to follow somebody else. Last time I checked, surely goodness and mercy shall follow who? Me. All the days of whose life? My life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yeah, come on. Praise God. Listen, we're so warped, excuse me, and I'm done. We're so warped finding identity and stuff and success and status and in somebody. We're so warped that we can't even read Psalm 23 right. You matter to God. I'm going to tell you that right now. Did you know the Bible says when one soul comes to God, the angels in heaven rejoice? Is that what the Bible says? That's how much you matter.
when you're free down here from your sin, when you say to Jesus, Jesus, forgive me of my life, of my sin, come into my heart, the Bible literally says your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're no longer a servant. You are now a son. You're an heir. You're free. It actually says the angels in heaven rejoice over you. But you don't matter. You've been told you don't matter. You believe you don't matter. Even a church often teaches you don't matter. That's bull. You have identity. That's what that little horn is in your hand. It's not about you celebrating my birthday. It's about you celebrating you. You matter. Isn't that cool? I think it's a beautiful thing. Jubilee! Amen! You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be what? Free indeed. Jubilee. A celebration of I matter to who? Good. Did you get the message today? If anybody ever says Jubilee again, you think you might bring a smile on your face? I hope so. Come on. Let's do those horns. Where are they at? Come on, get your horn out. Real loud this time. One, two, three. Hey, we could take this message on the road if y'all travel with me. Amen. We'd be making noise.